did you move here to the US from the UK?
Well, I grew up in London, as you know, and with an American father, and I had an American passport, and I was working in the film business in London, and we had projects that kept nearly happening in America, and I kept getting all excited about coming here, and then they'd fall through at the last moment. And then I have to admit, I had a boyfriend who moved here to run a production company. So he was out here, and I thought, I'll come out and visit, which I did. And then I decided I really liked LA, and I wanted to see what it was like to live here. So I packed my bags and came.
What really stood out that was different with LA than to the UK? That you liked
more? Well,
at
the time, it was 1990, 91, and it was, London was going through a bit of a depression, and LA just seemed so much more exciting, and plus the weather was fantastic, and it's such a completely different city to London. It couldn't be more different. And I also, you know, I'd grown up with my father was a huge movie buff, and I'd watched loads and loads of movies, and it just all felt very much like I was in a movie. So I loved it.
Did you just going back to your childhood, can you see any huge differences between mine and yours besides where we live?
Yes. I mean, for the first 12 years of my life, I lived in the countryside, and I had a very wholesome life with, you know, lots of outdoors and horse riding and all stuff like that, which, I mean, you know, there was barely any TV. I mean, really barely any. And so there was a lot of living in imagination or reading, and that is a huge difference to what has happened sort of in your lifetime. I mean, when you were born, it wasn't obviously the way it is now. And you didn't have any of that stuff in your early childhood, like you see little toddlers on iPhones now. You guys, well, they weren't invented. Well, actually, they were invented when you were little, but we didn't have them.
Do you have any hopes and dreams for me in the future?
I just want you to be confident that in your abilities, because I think that you're an incredibly special person, as is, you know, and I, well, you can think of people in our lives who agree with me very much. I think I talk about you with Megan, as you know. And I think you have an incredible natural empathy for people, and you're interested in people. And I think that, and I wonder, I just want you to be confident in whatever you choose to do, and know that how, I believe that, you know, whatever you do choose to do, you'll be good at it if you focus on it. And I have no idea what that's going to be, and it's very exciting to watch that. And, you know, and I think that given our family and what you've experienced with your brother and everything, and the sort of person he is, that it's that maybe has made put you under a certain pressure, thinking you've got to find the one thing that excites you. But I, you know, this doesn't have to be one thing. And yeah. I just hope that you, I hope that you have faith in yourself.
Thank you.